Thailand's finance ministry says it has no plans to revise its maximum growth forecast of 5.7% for this year. A ministry spokesman says that both export and import figures reflect strong demand despite concerns over the US-led war on Iraq. Thailand's economy grew by 5.2% last year, its biggest expansion since the Asian financial crisis of the late 1990s. The ministry says the economy should grow by at least 5% this year. In South Korea, the government has signed a memorandum of understanding to sell an 80% stake in Hyundai Investment Trust and Securities to Prudential Financial, a U.S. financial services company. The $400 million deal, however, does not include the ailing financial unit Hyundai Securities. Dilip Awathi is the head of Asian credit research at Lehman Brothers. He says the sale is a sign that international investors are more confident that South Korean companies have made strides in improving corporate governance.
This is unambiguously positive if a large international investor is willing to buy a Korean financial institution, whether an asset manager, an investment trust company, or a bank. This is very positive for Korean bank and sovereign credit quality.
Hyundai Investment Trust and Securities is part of the Hyundai conglomerate, an industrial and financial giant in South Korea. Many companies in the group, however, fell on hard times in the late 1990s. Credit rating agency Standard & Poor's says it will maintain its long-term AAA rating for Singapore. Standard & Poor's says the high rating reflects the country's enduring fiscal and external strengths. The agency says it will also maintain the city's A1+ short-term local and foreign currency ratings and says the rating's outlook is stable. An S&P analyst says that Singapore has more than enough resources to cope with the current uncertain economic environment. Singapore remains the only country in Asia with a top grade of AAA for its long-term rating. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.